Hey there, brain fog fighters. It's your boy, Leo Weston, back again with another dose of clarity and real talk on the Brain Fog Detox. Today, we're diving into something that can feel a little uncomfortable, but trust me, it's essential for growth. Understanding your limitations and embracing vulnerability. Ever felt like you were trying to be everything to everyone, juggling a million things at once? You know that feeling when you're stretched so thin you're practically transparent, running on fumes and fear? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the thing, constantly pushing past our limits isn't sustainable. It's like driving your car on empty. Eventually you're going to stall out, leaving you frustrated, burnt out, and staring at a blinking red engine light. So, how do we navigate this tricky territory of limitations and vulnerability? Let me break it down for you with five key takeaways that can change the game. 1. Recognize that saying no is a superpower. I know, it feels tough, especially when you're trying to please everyone. But saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. It allows you to prioritize your energy and focus on what truly matters. Think of it like this. Imagine a beautiful tapestry. Each thread represents a different commitment. When you say yes too often, those threads become tangled and frayed, ultimately weakening the entire structure. Saying no lets you choose which threads are strong and vibrant, creating a more resilient and beautiful masterpiece. 2. Embrace imperfection. This one is a game changer. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be perfect, to achieve it all. But guess what? Nobody's perfect. And striving for unattainable ideals just sets us up for disappointment and frustration. Remember, progress isn't linear. It's messy and full of stumbles along the way. Embrace those imperfections, learn from your mistakes, and celebrate the small victories. After all, a life perfectly lived is probably pretty boring, right? 3. Seek support when you need it. We're not meant to go through this journey alone. Whether it's a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor, having someone to lean on can make all the difference. Don't be afraid to reach out and ask for help when you need it. It takes strength, not weakness. Think of your support system as your tribe, a group of people who celebrate your wins, offer a shoulder to cry on during setbacks, and remind you that you're never truly alone. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of doubt, and everyone faces challenges. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your struggles, practice forgiveness, and focus on moving forward with kindness and grace. Remember, you are worthy of love and support even when things get tough. 5. Celebrate your strengths. What are you good at? What makes you unique? Take some time to reflect on your talents and accomplishments, big or small. Recognizing your strengths boosts confidence and reminds you of your capabilities. Celebrate those wins, acknowledge your progress, and remember that you are capable of amazing things. Think about a time when you felt completely overwhelmed, like there was just too much on your plate. Maybe it was during a stressful work project, a demanding social event, or even a simple day-to-day juggling act. Picture that feeling, the tightness in your chest, the racing thoughts, the constant urge to do more, be more, be more. Now, imagine you had the courage to step back, to acknowledge your limitations, and say no to some of those demands. How would that shift your energy? How would it change your experience? That's the power of embracing vulnerability. It allows us to create space for ourselves, to prioritize our well-being, and ultimately, to live more authentically. So, What's the takeaway here? Recognizing your limitations isn't about shrinking back. It's about focusing your energy on what truly matters, living with intention, and showing up as your most authentic self. It's about embracing vulnerability, not as a weakness, but as a superpower that allows you to connect more deeply with yourself and others. Ready to take action? Start by identifying one thing you can say no to this week. Even something small can make a difference. And remember, I'm here for you every day on the Brain Fog Detox. Share your thoughts, experiences, and victories in the comments below. Let's continue this conversation together. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright, Brain Fog Fighters.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.